Next item is item number 7, which is PR 2024-010352, minor plat application number 2025-00061, CSI Cartesian Surveys, Ryan Mulhall, agent for Hunter Green, request the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lot 43, the northerly portion of Alvarado Gardens, unit 2. Subject site is zoned RA. It's located at 2827 Rio Grande Boulevard Northwest between Oro Vista Road and Campbell Road Northwest and contains approximately 1.675 acres in area. Mr. Mulhall, are you with us?
Yes, good morning. This is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys, Inc. Address PO Box 44414, Rio Ranch, New Mexico, 87174, serving as agent.
Thank you, Mr. Mulhall. Good morning. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do swear.
Thank you so much. Go ahead, please.
So we were very recently approved at final plat review for this with the DHO. And since that approval time, our clients made it clear to us that they would greatly benefit from having equal pad sizes on lots 4 and 5. And so what we're asking here is to shift the lot line between those approved proposed lots 4 and 5 there, as indicated by the cursor there. And so that lot line was originally a half foot further west. And in addition, the easement 6 there, the private use and enjoyment easement that's sort of hanging on that lot line, also shifted a half foot to the east from where it was approved. And so pretty minor adjustment from what we were approved at, but we wanted to make sure we're going through the right process and getting this administratively corrected and approved. So for that, we stand for any questions. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Mulhall. Let me see if we've got any members of the public, and then we'll hear from DFT and I'll come back to you, okay? All right, we are currently discussing item number 7, which is PR 2024-010352. Are there any members of the public that wish to provide testimony or comment on this matter? If so, if you'd please use the raise your hand feature or otherwise let us know of your intention to participate. Not seeing anybody, so I'll make last call for any members of the public for item 7. All right, let's move on to our DFT staff members. Mr. Gutierrez, let's begin with Water Authority. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, there's an availability statement 250208. Provides conditions for service, so there are infrastructure improvements required. The provided infrastructure list is fine. And prior to final sign-off on the plat, we'll need that recorded IIA or constructed infrastructure. That's all for the Water Authority. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Let's see. Code enforcement will be next. Mr. Ibarra, do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much, sir. Go ahead.
Code enforcement didn't provide any comments for this request. Thank you.
Parks and Rec will be next. Mr. Rodenbeck, thank you. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Hirnosser. This is Jay Rodenbeck speaking on behalf of Parks and Recreation. They had no objection to the request.
Thank you. Hydrology will be next. Mr. Chin, do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead, please.
Hydrology has an approved gradient drainage plan with the engineer's stamp date of November 11th, 2025. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Transportation will be next. Mr. Armijo, do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead, please.
Transportation has no objection.
All right. Thank you, sir. Planning, Ms. Montoya, is that you?
Yes, that's me.
All right, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead, please.
So planning has no objection. I have a few conditions for approval. The variance number needs to be placed on the plat, VA 2023-00223. The variance to the lot size should be noted. The project and application numbers must be added to the plat. I'm looking at the plat that was submitted, the proposed, just to make sure that the correct minor plat number, since this is amended, goes there, and then correct the date of the DHO approval, since that's going to change. And then the DXF file prior to final sign-off, that must be submitted and proof provided. And then the recorded IIA is required. And then I have a note from the previous one, and I believe that we need pictures submitted showing that the buildings that were existing on the site, which encroach on the lot boundaries between lots 3, 4, and 5, must be removed prior to the final sign-off of the final plat. Evidence of the removal of the buildings must be submitted. And I believe that's it, and I will place these in the chat.
Okay,
Thank you.
this run with a Cartesian. So, yeah, we'll make sure to amend the application number and approval date. Assuming approval. I did want to note, I guess first that I think there's a typo on the notice of decision for that variance. That it says 23 on like the first page, but at the actual like point where it's approved, I think it correctly says 2024. And so I think we submitted that, and then we did not submit or resubmit rather the materials, I think, that confirm that demo. It might be in the sensitive site materials, but we did update the site sketch, and it might be in the sensitive site materials that building that's sort of straddling those proposed lot lines has been cleared away.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you.
Mulhall, and Ms. Montoya, thank you. And Mr. Rodenbeck, I see that your hand's also raised.
Yes, sir. Thank you,
Go ahead.
sir. So I was going to know, Ryan, regarding the variance in OD, you need to reach out to Kate Clark about that. I think she's heading the ZHE applications these days, and see if she can get that NOD amended. And then secondly, I had a question for you, Ryan, about that previous plat. Had it been recorded? Had it been recorded already, that previous plat, or no? Probably not, with the buildings that need to be demolished.
So this rhyme with Cartesian, the building demolition had already been completed at that point, so that wasn't the obstacle. It was the IIA needed to come through in order for us to get signatures on the very recent approval.
So you
So
hadn't gotten that plat recorded, correct?
no, there's no obstacle to
No.
that.
And I
So
think it's fine, Mr. Robeck, I think it's fine, Ryan, that you went through this minor preliminary final plat process. But for future reference, I know we've worked with applicants in the past to, go through a minor amendment to the previous plat. Once you get it recorded, you have to do what you're doing now. But I think you kind of went above and beyond what you have to by applying for a whole new minor preliminary final plat. So for future reference, just keep that in mind. But I think you're fine procedurally to go through a minor preliminary final plat process as well.
okay, yeah, this rhyme with Cartesian. We appreciate you guys clarifying that. So, thank you.
All right, thank you. Anybody else from reviewing agencies wanting or needing to provide comment? All right, Mr. Mulhall, back to you for any closing remarks.
This rhyme with Cartesian. Yeah, I just want to, I guess, clarify that the building has been demolished. I don't know if we have any in the materials that we submitted, maybe that sensitive site materials. I don't know if that came in or not. Just to confirm that that is gone. But we'll work with Ms. Clark to amend that NOD for the variance for lot sizing. And we'll take it from there. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Rodenbeck, your hand's up. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hey, Ryan, regarding the confirmation that the buildings have been demolished, I think we just need to have a staff member go out there and do a site visit and confirm that. Maybe, I mean, I don't know if that's something DRC would do, but maybe, I mean, I think we probably need to find a staff member to do that. That's something we can discuss after the meeting, but we just need to figure out, who's going to go out there to take pictures of the site. So,
Okay, this rhyme with Cartesian. We did get pictures provided by our client just showing that, it's a leveled field now. It's not,
yeah, and
string
Mr.
given.
Rodenbeck, I don't have any reason to disbelieve you or anything like that, but typically in these situations, we have a staff member just go out, take pictures, verify it from the city standpoint. So there's no question, you know. Anyways, we can discuss this afterwards, but I just wanted to note that.
Okay, good to know. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. And Ryan, one quick question back from me to you. Do you have Ms. Clark's contact information, or is it readily available on the website or something?
Yeah, this ran with Cartesian. I assume that I don't have it, but that it would be easy to find.
Jay, can you track that down for us?
Yeah,
Yeah.
you can just drop that in the comments or the chat. I don't need it immediately, so I appreciate that though.
And this is Jay Romek. I also want to note too, there's been a lot of movement in UD&D with Michael Voss leaving for Santa Fe County. I'm not 100% Kate's running ZHE now. I know she's actually the CEO. She's a zoning enforcement officer, so that's a pretty big responsibility. So I don't know if they've shuffled the deck up there and if she's still running. Robert, do you know if Kate's still running ZHE? I thought
I
she
think
used to.
she used to. I think she's assisting. Adam Senna is the senior planner there, and I don't know if they have a principal planner over ZHE at this time.
Okay. We might put Adams. Okay, Robin's gonna track it down now. Yeah, we'll get that information to you, Ryan. It's just a matter of confirming who it is that you need to reach out to. Kate, I know she used to run ZHE, but with Michael. But with Michael gone, with Kate running now being CEO, I'm really not sure for sure.
Okay. Yeah, we appreciate it. It's so infrequent that we are in ZHE, so appreciate you helping Cartesian.
Yeah, and this is Jay Roback. We've had to amend DHO, DRB, and DFT NODs in the past. It's a pretty simple matter. It sounds like it's a pretty simple fix. So hopefully they can, get that fixed pretty quickly and easily.
Cool. Appreciate that. Thank you all.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate that. All right. That being said, we'll close the floor on item number 7. I'm going to approve the request, which is PR 2024-010352, minor plat application number 2025-00061. Because the proposal meets the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations. This approval is predicated on the following conditions. First, as discussed, the variance number needs to be to the lot. The variance for the lot size proposal or approval needs to be noted on the final plat. Secondly, the project and application numbers must be added to the plat. Third, the date of the DHO approval has to be recorded on the plat. Next, prior to final sign-off of the plat, the Aegis office must approve the DXF file, and proof of approval needs to be provided. Next, a recorded infrastructure improvement agreement, an IIA, is required. And next, the existing buildings on the site, which encroaches on the lot boundaries between lots 3 and 4 and 4 and 5, must be removed prior to the final sign-off of the final plat. Evidence of the demolition and removal of the building or buildings must be submitted. Ryan, thank you for your participation, and we'll have something in writing going out soon.
Much appreciated. Thank you all.